Well, a former campaigner for Jackie Kelly says the member for Lindsay and her team have used these tactics before. Ken Higgs worked on Ms Kelly's campaign in 1998 and was a booth captain in 2001. Mr Higgs says that back then the Liberals were worried about losing votes to a small resident action group called Save the Australian Defence Industry Site. And he says that the Liberals countered that threat by handing out false how-to-vote cards to concerned residents. Ken Higgs is now living in Hobart and he's been speaking to Gillian Bradford.
I was a booth captain at the Cranbrook High School booth in the 2001 on polling day.
And you're saying that during the 2001 campaign, what we've seen today, the tactics used by some people associated with her campaign, that similar tactics were used back in 2001?
That's correct. In that campaign, Jackie was concerned about a small resident action group which was running against her in the 2001 election, and she was worried that they would take votes away from her and that she might lose her seat. So Jackie and her campaign team figured out a strategy of how to literally capture the votes of this small resident action group, which was called the Save the ADI Site Party.
And you're saying they advised you, the campaign, told Liberal campaign workers to hand out separate material that wasn't authorised by the Liberal Party, but that would swing people who wanted to support this group?
Well, it was actually a fake how-to-vote card, which was titled How to Save the ADI Site. And this fake How to Vote card was intended to deceive voters into voting for Jackie Kelly instead of the ADI Save the ADI Site candidate. And so it actually said How to Save the ADI Site, and the number one preference was Jackie Kelly. And we were told to distribute this on polling booths, and our Liberal Party booth workers, some of them took off their Liberal Party shirt and were told to put on a Save the ADI Site T-shirt and hand out this bogus How to Vote card, which was then distributed to people who didn't want a Liberal one, but they wanted to Save the ADI Site.
And you're sure Jackie Kelly was aware of this?
Oh, fully aware of it. The matter was discussed at a campaign meeting. I was at the campaign meeting where, one of the campaign meetings where it was discussed. And also a member of the state executive of the Liberal Party was at that meeting, as well as other members of Jackie's campaign team. And the issue of this ADI site matter came up, and I believe it was the state executive member that said, don't worry about the preferences, we'll just capture the votes ourselves. And that's how they came up with the idea of the bogus How to Vote card.
Now, you didn't say anything at the time and you've since moved to Tasmania. Why are you raising this now?
I didn't say anything at the time afterwards because it literally became public knowledge anyway in the press in the Penrith area after the election. And I thought it was over. But now I see today that Jackie and her team are still up to the same manipulative little tricks with this phony election material, and I just feel I have to speak out because it's just wrong. It's just over the top. It's completely unacceptable that people deliberately manipulate and deceive the voters in this way.
That's Ken Higgs, a former campaigner for Jackie Kelly, speaking to Gillian Bradford.